This morning's reading is taken from Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 9. This can be found on page 984 of the Church Bibles. Matthew 17, beginning to read at verse 1. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Lucy. And it was my fault that it said 13, not 9. That's the final verse up there. Okay, can we have the PowerPoint one? I want us to think about what the following photos say about who I am. Okay? Vicar! Family man, yeah, father. Yeah, there you go. Easy, isn't it? So you'd say, who am I? You'd say, oh, you're the vicar, you're a husband, father, granddad. So what would you say, or who would you say Jesus is? Just 5 seconds, just to think about, you know, one of those human images of Jesus, what's that special to you? 5 seconds silence. Okay, some of you, some people feel actually he was just a mythical figure. Well, assuming that you don't think that, and I hope you don't, what or who would you say that Jesus is? What human image conjures up who Jesus is to you? Let's hear. Father. Friend. Son. Good shepherd. Companion. Man of sorrows. Teacher. Sometimes unclear. Great. All sorts of things come out about who Jesus is. And then we begin to think of he's also our saviour who died on the cross, victor over death. He's an activist who got stuck in turning over the temple tables. He's a contemplative reflector going off and spending time in quiet with his Father God. He's a pragmatist who got on with the problems that were in front of him. He's a theorist who gives us great insight into the character of God. He was a compassionate healer, a wonderful storyteller, a pastor, and so the list goes on. And all those things are true, but they're only part of the picture of who Jesus is. They're his human characteristics. But the story of the Transfiguration gives us a glimpse of the other side of Jesus, his divine nature. For Jesus, yes, was fully human, but he was also and is also fully God. We're curiously told at the beginning of the passage that Lucy read to us that Transfiguration happened after 6 days. 6 days after what? It's the only time other than the resurrection that Matthew gives a specific period of time between two events. Well, actually, the previous story, which begins in Matthew 16:13, is about Jesus and his disciples when they're near Caesarea Philippi. And Jesus asks them, "So who do you say I am?" And Peter comes out with that wonderful confession, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." And then straight away afterwards, he shows he really doesn't understand what that means at all when he criticizes Jesus for saying that he must die. And he earns a stinging rebuke from Jesus. "Get behind me, Satan." So 6 days after this confrontation over Jesus' identity, Jesus leads Peter, James, and John up a mountain. And there they get an amazing insight into Jesus' true nature, into what it really means for him to be the Christ, what it really means for him to be the Son of the living God. Uniquely in his earthly life, Jesus' heavenly life comes into view, as if the curtains of heaven just get drawn back for a quick glimpse and then close again. He's seen revealed in glory. He's seen with spiritual giants from the past, Moses, the lawgiver, Elijah, most respected of the prophets. And when Peter clumsily tries to preserve the moment, suggesting he builds shelters for Moses, Elijah, and Jesus, a bright cloud envelops them on the top of the mountain, and out of which God Almighty speaks directly to Peter, James, and John. "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Here we see Jesus as God's Son, as the beloved of the Father, as the delight of Almighty God. And what response does he ask of us? That we listen to him. That we listen to Jesus, fully human, yet fully God. So who do you say Jesus is? Do you recognize in him God made flesh? God now ruling in heaven, but building his kingdom on earth through his church. Do you come to him as your Savior and Lord, as the one who paid the price for your rebellion against God and living life your way, not his? As we saw last week, Jesus is building a new community, his church, his family on earth, which will be his people forever. And the invitation to you today is to recognize God at work in Jesus, building his kingdom that you can be part of if you recognize him as the Christ, the Son of the living God. Can we pray? Jesus, open our eyes that we may see you more clearly. Open our ears that we may hear you speak. And open our hearts that we may respond. Amen.